Hi, everyone. I just wanted to chat with you for a bit. Kind of fill you in on what's going on. Just things I'm working on and stuff like that. I am a little sleepy, though. I'm very, very sleepy. But I did want to talk to you guys, so we're just gonna lay here and, we're just gonna talk. Talk about everything that's going on. But, for all the new patrons, I just want to say welcome. Thank you for being here and supporting me. It really means a lot. I really love what I do. I love doing this, and I don't know, like, I have some really, really good stuff coming soon, and I'm so excited to share it with you all. But yeah, new patrons, have a look around, enjoy yourselves. If, you know, you have any questions, I'm around. You can reach me in Discord or message me on here on Patreon, but it's a lot faster if it's Discord, but I mean, I'll get to everyone. You know, for those of you that follow me on Twitter, I lost a friend last week unexpectedly, so it's just been a little, I don't know, I've had good days and bad days. It's just, you know, trying to make sense of it, you know? My friend, he was sick. He had RSV. And yeah, we just had difficulty breathing, and we don't know if it was pneumonia or what, but because of the RSV, he just passed. So, I've been okay. I had a rough few days, but I've been okay. Thank you for reaching out and just the thoughts and the condolences, in Discord. Thank you so much. I am good. Talking to you guys has helped. Just kind of moving in on where it's like day by day and just doing the things I have to do. Just having a sense of normalcy helps, you know? So, but I'm good. And then the funeral is not until next week, Wednesday. So I might be quiet next Wednesday. But I am doing okay, and thank you guys. I really appreciate it. Just, taking some time has given me time to just honestly work on some new stuff just because I need to keep busy. Like, that's how I am. That's how I operate. So, I have been busy. Now we got some of the sad stuff out of the way. I have been busy. so, lately, I have been struggling with, like, who Wildflower is. Like, I know who she is, right? I know what she represents, but then, I don't know, it's just, like, the audios I'm doing, the commissions, the requests I'm getting, like, she's slowly changing, and it's, I realize there's so many things that I could do, and then ideas for new projects are just popping into my head. So it's just like one right after the other. So it's just like I need time to organize, you know, but, and I've taken some time, and then I finally figured out, the lore of Wildflower Phoenix, which I absolutely fucking love. I'm redesigning my OC. So you'll start to notice like certain outfit, certain pieces of jewelry, accessories, things like that. But I love what I'm turning her into. So she is a nymph just because, you know, nymphs are there to guide you, right? We're here to take you on this journey that will allow you to be you. Well, that's me. I don't know about the other nymphs out there, but that's me. but the thing is, there's so many nymphs out there, and I was just like, how do I set mine apart? And then I've taken into account, like, the audios I've making. They are getting dirtier and a lot more sluttier. I promise you that. Oh my gosh. Like the three that I've just recorded, oh my gosh, they're, oh, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but toot toot. Okay, that was cringe, but you know what I mean. Oh gosh, I have some real filthy shit just coming, like, oh my gosh. And I'm excited. I'm so excited, but yeah, so I've decided my lore is that Wildflower Phoenix is a nymph, but she's different from the others. She's a naughty nymph, and she's also the proprietor of this BDSM club called the Forbidden Garden, right? Which is great because I have two whole new series that I am working on. Literally, it came to me the other day. I've already created the outline. I've started to reach out to other VAs and writers that I want to help make this happen. I'm not done. I literally just started, but I'm so excited. And when I explain the concept, they're just like, yes, they're so excited too. So I am going to create an audio for my lore, just kind of a reintroduction for my character. I am going to have, I finally found an artist I really want to make like the redesign like official. So gosh, I can't wait to show that to you all. But yeah, Wildflower Phoenix is definitely a naughty nymph. And I decided to go with that because BDSM clubs, right? Sex clubs, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's a place where we go to escape, right? Where we want to indulge in our fantasies, where we want to try something new. And I feel like that fits me. I feel like I've definitely had some followers tell me that I've definitely turned them on to new kinks, things that they thought they wouldn't like, that they are starting to enjoy, which I love. And then, you know, when trying to figure this out, I was struggling for a while, like a long while, right? It just seems like everyone has like their brand identity, right? You know, whether it's a particular like niche audio that they do, like you have the goths, right? You have the mommy doms, you have the milfs, you have the fem doms, like you have just the ones who do like really sweet girlfriend, you know, they give you the girlfriend experience, the wife experience. And so for me, I love playing all of those characters, right? Whether it's the MILF, whether it's a slutty McSlut-slut, whether it's the tomboy, whether it's Big Sister's best friend, whether it's got like the hot wife, the, like everything, you know? And yeah, it's just for me, I knew I couldn't brand like Wildflower as like, she's just going to be like this dommy mommy, or she's just going to be like this submissive slut, right? I like everything. And so that's who Wildflower is. Wildflower is your nymph. She's your naughty nymph. And I can make all your fantasies come to life. Whatever it is you want. Whether you want me to be your girlfriend or the wife, or you want me to be your mommy, like, that is who I am, you know? And so I think having her be a proprietor of the Forbidden Garden, this club where you can be anything, yeah, I think that fits me. And I have my jewelry, I have my badass ear cuff, the outfit is coming together, so I'm really, really excited. But I am definitely creating audio for that lore. But also, the Red Room, it ties in perfectly to that. That is coming still. That's going to be a while. But the Red Room series, I have people interested, which I'm so excited for. Oh, fingers crossed, there's like one or two more VAs I really, really want to join. and I want to be a part of it, and just fingers crossed. I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to jinx it, but hopefully, fingers crossed, they'll want to do it. Another series called The Hot Wife Hotel. This is something that is just based off some just questions I've gotten from some followers. Like, oh my gosh, I turn one of my followers into a rough femdom for her husband, right? Like, see, like your girl is out here saving marriages and making people have better sex. Like, I'm good at this shit, right? But I love that. Like, that's what it's all about, right? Like, you want to connect with your partner. You want to try new things. And, wait, where was I going with this? I just got excited for a whole new... Oh, Hot Wife Hotel. Okay. So just the advice and, like, some people experiencing, like, dead bedroom situations. And so that is the inspiration behind Hot Wife Hotel. So... different scenarios. It's all going to be in the series. I'm bringing in some VAs for that. That's going to be fun. So I have one scriptwriter I'm talking to now. I know they're going to be busy come summer, so I'm trying to milk them for all the scripts I can for that. yeah, it's some really, really juicy stuff coming. Oh, gosh. I have a collab with Sloth coming out, which is so hot and so dirty. And oh my gosh, would you see the artwork for that? I have another one with Mia Girlfriend Audio. Mia Girlfriend Audio, I freaking love that woman. I am so glad that, one, I was able to like pop her collab cherry, which is nice. But I'm also like I have her on like two other collabs that's coming. So yeah, we just finished recording lines for one. So that needs to be edited and put together. But that is such a filthy, filthy one. And I'm not going to lie, I was kind of turned on when I was recording that. So that one is very, very juicy. I'm sorry, I'm just excited. So yeah, working on some things. I am going to be moving to another platform soon, probably in May. More details on that later, but more of the rougher femdom stuff, the pegging stuff, the futa stuff. That's going to be another platform. Some of the rougher ones that it's very, very niche, like I will probably... put that on a different platform just because, you know, Gumroad is down and they're not, you know, having not safe for work content creators on there anymore. So I have to find another platform. I have a list I need to go through, but I need to double check on that. But yeah, things are coming along. Over the next couple of days, I'll be working on commissions. I have some previews for you guys coming, some artwork coming, and some polls coming, just because I'm going to be restructuring some things in May, just for my own sanity. Just for my own sanity. Because, I mean, we're already doing exclusive, so I want to be more consistent in terms of, like, the date that exclusives are released, and I know most don't care, but I want to keep it on the same day, so I'll probably have you guys vote which day of the week would you rather have exclusives drop, and I'll stick to that. But yeah, I'm just keeping busy, busy. I want to start streaming soon. I need to, like, get that together. Oh, I need to get my whole life together. But, there are some great projects coming. I am a part of two really big projects coming to GWA. Good thing is I get to put those audios on Patreon first, but they're part of this big massive collab that's coming. What else? Oh, gosh. Oh my gosh, still working on the Meta Joy series. Almost done with the first one, so excited for that one. And soon I will let you all know which three VAs made it for the Meta Joy series. I have to spin them on a wheel, so I'll let you know. But yeah, your girl is working. Your girl is working and keeping busy. And yeah, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you guys, honestly. Like, really, I am so appreciative of you guys. I am. If I could give you all a big kiss, I would. Maybe I should open up a kissing booth, right? Right, one by one. Would you guys come to my kissing booth? Because you know me and kissing. I like kissing. Well, no, you guys know about me kissing girls. I'll kiss a girl in a heartbeat. I mean, I'll kiss guys too, but usually whenever it's drinking involved, I always kiss girls. Jacuzzis and girls' night and at the bar. If it's drinks involved, I'm kissing a girl. I should just go ahead and get a girlfriend. Yeah, I am. Gosh. You guys are just. You guys are amazing. Thank you. And I am here, so any questions, don't be afraid to reach out. I'm here. You can find me in the server. You can send me a message, whatever you want to do. I don't bite. Unless you want me to. But I hope you guys know I'm working really, really hard for you guys over here. I mean, I know the last audio was like long. I just finished recording my longest audio to date for you guys. So get ready for that. And for the person that requested it, you'd be happy to know it's a Campfire College script. So you already know it's going to be lots and lots of fucking and sucking and gucks. So, yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to share what's going on with you guys. If I'm a little quiet in the server, I'm around. I'm just busy working, recording for you guys. But yeah. I hope you all are doing great, and yeah, I am here if you need me for anything, guys. Yeah, remember to stay hydrated and charge your toys. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.